Mix 94.7 KMCH. Jeannie and the New Vienna Choir are going to join us here in a little bit. In the meantime, it's just Jeannie Dohmeyer. How are you, friend? How's life?
I am fantastic and grateful that I don't have my singing voice with me today.
No, this is a lie, because you walked in, you said, I'm kind of hurt that the choir didn't ask me to sing with them this morning.
I think anybody who knows me knows that I was probably joking.
No, I would pay for that. I will walk out there and donate $100 right now to the choir if they let you sing with them.
Maybe they'd at least let me like hold the jingle bell or something.
Jingle bell solo.
Yeah, the tambourine.
Hey, before we talk about this big raffle and the big to-do coming up end of February, give me an update. How's Jingle Bright been going?
You know, fantastic. I mean, the number of cars are up. So that always does my heart well, because that means people like it and like what we're offering. And so that, and that, I said to somebody last night, working the lights, it's cold.
Yeah.
But what I will tell you is, of all the jobs, of all the doors, so to speak, that we work in a year, this one is by far the most fun, because everybody's happy to be there. Yeah. And, you know, everybody's wishing each other Merry Christmas. And it's just a really, you know, it's kind of just joy filled and fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, and now I'm going to ask, with weather, is it still going to be open Friday night?
I'm actually glad you asked. As of right now, yes, okay, we will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But like I told you before we went on the air, I'm in a wait and see mode. Let's see how bad it gets. Is it 4 inches or is it 8 inches? Is it blowing? Are we drifting? How bad are, you know, is the cleanup? Because each one of those lights will have to be, you know, dug out maybe. And so we're going to just play it by ear. I will say we were scheduled to have the animals of the stable at the lights on Friday night. And we have already decided that we will not be doing that. Just simply too cold to drag them out of their warm beds.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we had some smaller sheep and some calves and stuff, and they're just better if they stay tucked in and out of the weather. So, so we are going to not have the animals of the stable, but as of right now, we're going to try and be home or open this weekend. And but watch Facebook; that's where we'll update.
Well, and I hope you are, because I talked to Rick Palmer; he was going to dress up as all three wise men.
So I was looking
forward to that tomorrow
night.
Yes,
yes. I hope he brings me gold.
Frankenstein and Myrrh, all three of them.
Yeah,
so
all of them.
All right. So coming up February 25th, the big kickoff for the Delaware County Fair. I get to MC it. Thank you for asking me to do that. We're excited.
So it's going to be a reverse raffle.
Okay.
And so we've decided we'd like to do sort of a fundraiser. We've got some big projects we've got coming up. And so, but we never want to do just a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
We always want to do something that's an event, that's a piece of entertainment, a night out that you enjoy. And so we've come up with this concept of a reverse raffle. It's a raffle just like you'd expect. You buy a ticket. We draw names out for the winner.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is, instead of the first name being drawn out, being the big grand prize winner, it will be the last name drawn out.
Yeah.
And so what we'll do is, throughout the night, we'll draw maybe 10 names, and maybe the 10th person wins $100 or something like that. And we'll go on this way. Maybe, you know, we're going to ask some community members and businesses to donate some prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the 25th guy, maybe they get a prize.
Okay.
And so there'll be all sorts of fun all night long. Culminating at the very end, we will draw out the last three names that are still left in the barrel. They'll win $1,000, $2,500, and $5,000 respectively. And
what?
So kind of a big to-do, and we hope that as we draw names out, we're going to have everybody who enters names on their table mat, and so their placemat, so they can cross out as we go who's out, which makes it exciting.
You're complicated. I'm just a dumb MC, Jeannie. I don't know if I can handle all this.
No, you can handle it. It's going to be so fun. But the people sitting at the tables, you know, because we're going to have a meal with this, and we're going to have free beer, and we're going to have lots of games that we're playing. But on your placemat, as you cross out these names, you'll be able to see, oh, you know, so-and-so's name is still in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully people will start rooting for this person or that person.
So
and,
games, huh?
Yeah,
do
games.
Do I get to bring the long Bob Barker microphone?
If you want.
Done.
If you want.
It's done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Consider it done.
And isn't he the guy that always encourages
spaying and neutering your pets? Yes.
Yeah. So you can do that even if you'd like.
Encourage or actually do it.
Encourage. Just
okay,
encourage.
Good. That changes the timbre of the evening.
It'll be a family show that
Thank
night.
You. Yeah. Good.
But yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. The games that we're going to play. I'll give you an example. So some of it will be, it's meant to encourage fundraising, no doubt about it. But we're going to set up four Roombas in a box. And And the Roombas will have a knife on one end and a balloon on the other.
Oh, come on now.
Each balloon will be a different color. You can come in and buy a chance on, let's say, the blue balloon.
Yeah.
It will be the last balloon standing. We'll turn the Roombas on. They'll go around. Their knife will pop each other's balloon. The last balloon standing.
Coming to Fox this fall. You know, Roomba War.
Right. So, you know, some people like to watch football.
Yep.
Some people like to watch
Roombas stab balloons.
That's right. But it ought to be very, I don't know, entertaining, for a lack
this
of a better
great.
Word. And yeah, we're just going to do lots of fun, mm-hmm. you know, fun things like that. Lots of raffles throughout the night, lots of games of chance.
Gotcha.
And very few games of skill, because
good.
I just don't have a lot of skills.
So. Now, is it too early to get tickets for
no.
this event?
So there are quite a few. The board members have tickets. Okay. I have tickets in my office. We have a couple other committee members that have tickets as well. And so those people, I'm sure, will be posting it on their Facebook that they have them. The tickets are $100. That includes your meal. Mm-hmm. It includes your entrance into the entertainment and the fun that we're going to have that night. It includes free beer all night for two.
Okay. Okay,
for two.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So it's confusing to people, and we apologize for that, but you and a guest can come for that same
$100.
It is a good deal. But then just one of, or your name as a couple
mm-hmm.
will be entered as the raffle. So there'll be 250 tickets sold, but 500 people will be at the event, if that
awesome.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah. You do have to be present to win the $5,000, mm-hmm. though. So,
yeah, so if you show up and like, it's bedtime, I got to get home, and you might miss out.
Correct.
You might miss out.
Correct. So, but all sorts of tomfoolery. Our game is, our plan is to make the games fun, get people engaged.
I'm just totally bringing the long microphone if we're doing all this.
Yeah, absolutely.
This
we're gonna
is
have
gonna be great.
We're going to have a blast. We want you to go home and say, you know what? That was just
a fun,
unique, silly fun that we haven't had in a long time.
Will there, Jeannie Domeyer, be anything announced at our gathering on the 25th of February?
Well, no promises.
Okay.
Everybody always tries to pigeonhole me into these announcements, and I would think...
But that's why you love me, because you know I'm going to do it.
You know, this will be my 19th fair that I'm mm-hmm. planning, and I don't know that anybody's gotten it out of me yet in advance, so...
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't try.
You're right. Your job to try, my job
That's
to say
right.
no.
Exactly. Well, always good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Merry Christmas to you guys and everybody.
Likewise. Hopefully you can come up and see the lights.
I'm hoping so.
You're all wrong. We're not going to get any snow. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
And if for some reason it happens, you'll let me know, and we'll let everybody
that
here know
great.
Too. So
balmy and warm. That's
yes.
what the
fingers
is.
Crossed.
Yeah.
So, Jeannie, good
Sounds
to see
great.
You. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Stick around. The choir will be here. The choir from Beckman Catholic in this very studio after these very messages.